Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out. Hello, listeners. Be advised, the show uses immersive audio. It may seem like sounds are coming from around or behind you. Please use caution when operating a motor vehicle.
Ren?
Danny? Oh my God, you're alive?
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Are the kids?
They're here, they're okay. Ren, we need you.
Of course, anything. What do you need me to do?
I need you to come here, Ren, as soon as you possibly can.
Tell me where you are.
We're at the...
Danny, are you there?
I lied, Ren. Don't come here.
What are you talking about?
Don't listen to him, Ren. It's a...
Danny?
Your husband doesn't trust me. I sincerely hope that you will.
Who are you?
In due time. I promise.
Tell me where my family is.
They're with me, safe. Not far from the little shack you and the Itani family have been hiding out in.
Oh my God.
I know where you are. I know where you all are. So please, let's not make this more difficult than it has to be. Let's be civilized.
What do you want?
Just to talk. I have a proposition to discuss with you in the city.
You want me to come back to Boston? Are you insane?
I assure you, I'm not. And if you want to be reunited with your family, you'll trust me. Meet my people at Chelsea, your old neighborhood, tomorrow night.
You don't have to do this, Ren.
Call Aitani. With certainty, I can tell you that she does. If she wants to see her family again.
Blackout Season 2 is presented by Sonos, starring Rami Malek and Asia Naomi King. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick.
Okay, I'm just saying it's a possibility.
Right, except it's not a possibility, Hunter, unless you're an idiot.
What's idiotic about it? She gets a call on her secret satellite phone from some person we've never heard of. And he just so happens to know where we are? It's a setup.
So Auntie Ren, our mom's best friend, made up a fake phone call to get us to leave the house so she can double back and take it for herself when we're already letting her stay here anyway? Kira, back me up and tell your boyfriend he's being stupid, please.
Kira? You okay?
I'm going with her.
What? What do you mean?
Tomorrow. Friend decides to go into Boston, I'm gonna go with her.
Kira, no. No, we have no idea what's gonna happen in the city.
That's why I need to go. She doesn't have anyone else. And I know what that feels like.
Oh, Kira.
But babe, I told you. You have me. You have us.
I know that. But it doesn't change the fact that I just left a whole piece of myself behind. If I can help Ren find hers, I wanna.
What about us?
I'll understand if you don't wanna come with me.
I don't know if you can hear me. I still don't think I'm doing this right. But... thanks. And wow. And help. let this be real. Just let me see them again. I need that. Please.
Friend, wait!
Carla?
You're leaving without saying goodbye?
I thought it'd be easier.
Hey, it'll be easier with snowmobiles.
You need them.
Correction. We need them.
What are you talking about?
I'm coming with you.
No, Carla, I can't ask you to do that.
You're not. It's my decision.
It's mine, too.
Me, too.
Wait. You all want to come with me?
Figured you could use some company.
Might be dangerous alone. And you know, I am a pretty good shot with a rifle.
Plus, we care about you. We want to help.
I don't know what to say.
Say yes.
Well, if everyone else is going, might as well come too, right? I'm sorry.
It's okay. Thanks for coming.
Well, shall we?
Has she left yet?
We can't tell. No sign of anyone on the roads. What if she doesn't come?
She will. I know her.
Is this the place?
Yeah. This is where I grew up.
What happened here?
They're all gone. They cleared them out. Everyone.
Where'd they go?
The police must have rounded them up and brought them to their camp. If they're not there, then...
Oh, Ren. Is that him?
I don't know. Stand behind me.
Ren.
Lance.
Long time. You look healthy. I'm glad you're okay. I deserve that.
You deserve so much worse. Look what you did to this place.
I know. I didn't have a choice.
My family didn't have a choice when a tunnel collapsed on them. My father didn't have a choice when your officer shot him to death. But you... You chose all of this.
Yeah, well... I work for someone else now.
You're the one he sent.
Yeah.
Who is he?
You'll see. Soon. Then maybe you'll understand. Follow me.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Really. Look, you don't have to come with me. You've done so much for me already.
Hey, we're in this together now.
Where are we going?
You'll recognize it. You used to work there.
The university?
Try to keep up. Pelham to base. Returning now. I've got both of them.
This place looks empty.
Well, I don't think they're holding classes anymore, Hunter.
Thank you, Izzy. I know that. I'm just saying it doesn't really look like the hub of a shadow cult bent on world domination.
Yeah, isn't this guy supposed to be security or something?
It's not a cult. And if everyone knew they were here, it wouldn't be very secure, would it?
Why here?
Good generators. Plus those tunnels connecting all the buildings underground. Makes it easy to move around without being seen. think they took a page out of your book for that one.
Then the wrong tunnel collapsed on the wrong people.
They. It's always they. Who are these people?
The reboot. Come on. He wants to see you now.
What is it, Mrs. Itani?
This is the building where I met Ren. Anthropology 221. It's strange that it all brought us back here.
This way. Roger.
Pelham. It's 2200 past curfew. What are you doing out?
I have them.
Right. Hurry up.
It's so warm in here.
You're running heat off the generator?
And AC. The eggheads downstairs really rebuilt the whole system. Between the fuel reserves we had in the north end and the solar panels they installed, the whole place is self-sustaining.
What do you need AC for? It's 20 degrees outside.
For the computers.
Wait, you have computers?
Hey, Pelham, you want to give them the blueprints while you're at it?
Sorry, Roger.
Jesus. Hey, you know, you're not supposed to give them a tour. You're supposed to take them to the Rook.
No. I'm not going anywhere else until I see my family.
That's not how this works. You don't tell me what to do, okay?
Roger! Come on.
5 minutes.
Okay. In here.
You all right?
Yeah. Tyler.
Mom? Hey, it's Mom!
What? Mom?
It's Foster.
Rhett, you came.
Oh, God. I missed you all so much. We missed you, Mom. Oh, God. Are you all right? Are you okay? Are they taking care of you? Are you... Just let me look at
you. We're fine. We're all fine. Jesus, it's good to see you.
Who are these guys?
Auntie Carla? Yes, it's Carla and Hunter, Izzy, and Kira. They're the reason I was able to get to you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for bringing her back to us.
I want my family released. Now.
You need to talk to the Rook.
Where is he?
I'm here, Rain.
Julian?
You know him?
He's my old boss. Julian, what are you doing here?
I've been waiting for you. Ren, please, try and understand.
You kidnapped my family. You threatened their lives. Don't tell me to understand.
I didn't kidnap them. I saved them. There's a lot to explain.
Okay, why don't you start at the beginning and we'll see how we keep up.
When God created man, he shaped him in his own image.
Hey, she didn't mean the literal biblical beginning.
Quiet, kid.
Don't tell my son what to do.
Enough, please. He blessed us with free will. And all he asked in return was that we obey his laws. Of course, we didn't. And when he saw that the earth had become corrupt, evil, filled with violence, he wiped us clean. The fountains of the great deep burst apart and the floodgates of heaven broke open.
That's what the blackout was?
It was your flood.
Humanity was careening towards self-destruction. A digital world where people could spread lies and misinformation with impunity? Where a careless tweet could incite violent insurrection? In a real world, where we were so absorbed in our screens and ourselves that we were losing the ability to think and feel. The technology we developed was killing us. The reboot was a solution to that.
With the power go the people.
Precisely. We needed a change. A drastic, immediate one. What started as whispers and dreams became a real organization of some of the brightest minds in the nation. We realized we had the capability of changing the world with the flick of a switch.
So I guess in this flood analogy, that makes you God, right?
It makes us Noah. Let me show you.
Show us what?
Lance, Roger, tell the team I'm bringing visitors to the Ark.
What's the Ark?
It's what all this is for. Come.
Come on, guys, stay close.
Actually, Daniel, this part is only for Ren and Carla.
Excuse me?
I'm not leaving my family alone for one more minute.
It's necessary, Ren. The secrecy of the project is paramount. The rest of the team won't allow so many eyes on it.
I thought you were the boss.
I am a leader, not a dictator. Don't make me be one. Remember who has the key to your cage. I'm sorry. My temper's short these days. I promise you two that nothing will happen to your families while you're gone. It's just down the hall.
If you don't trust them, what makes you think you can trust us?
Once you see what we've done, you'll understand.
What is all this?
This whole wing of the building is our research center. Since the very moment the reboot occurred, we've been watching, surveilling the city and the surrounding exurbs, recording everything of note. Every act of cruelty and kindness, when people took advantage of each other and when they took care of each other.
How did you manage to keep track of all of that?
A network of observers. Pawns, we called them. Somebody like chess, I guess. They are each given territories to watch over, and they report back to us. Many of the other rooks have similar systems.
Why?
The more we know about people's behavior, the more we can predict it. Calvin, come meet our guest.
Hey, guys.
Calvin? Calvin Rhodes?
You know each other?
We all met in college. Calvin, what the hell are you doing here?
Calvin's our technology expert, so to speak. What is it you teach?
Advanced robotics and machine learning and a little computer ethics.
Is everybody here a professor?
Well, yeah, I mean, we all come from a wide variety of education and backgrounds, but basically, yeah.
Calvin, I'd like to show him the Ark.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
I'm sure.
Okay, this way, please.
Something's wrong. They've been gone too long.
No, hey, I'm sure wherever he took them, they're fine, Lana.
What makes you sure of that exactly?
Let the kid be optimistic if he wants to, Izzy. Jeez.
Lance, when is my mom coming back?
Don't know.
Well, can you tell us where he took them?
Don't know.
Is there anything you do know?
I know I don't want to hear your voice, deadbeat.
Boy, you really hate me. You know it's not my fault you got demoted to lapdog duty, right?
I said shut it.
Or what?
You want to find out?
You gonna shoot me like your boys did to Kellen?
Hey, let him go.
No, it's okay. He can hit me if he wants to hit me. It's what he's good at. Go on, pal. Do it.
Why'd she pick you?
What?
Ren. Why'd she pick you over me? What do you have that I don't?
She didn't pick me over you. She picked herself. You know, you keep hurting the people around you, eventually they stop sticking around you.
I'm not a bad person.
Tell that to Kellen.
That wasn't... I didn't mean for that to happen.
You spend a lot of time making excuses, Lance. But maybe you should spend that time thinking about what the real answers are.
What's this?
Portable oxygen. We keep the room hermetically sealed. Low oxygen environment is better for the servers. Can make you a little lightheaded after a while, so we recommend wearing the respirators.
It's all very high tech. This is the Ark. So servers hold all the data we've collected and they learn from it.
It's predictive software. Each one of us analyzes the data through our own personal field of expertise, and then the Ark uses that to predict future behavior.
So technology's evil unless you're the one who built it.
This will help us understand when and why people behave pro-socially or anti-socially. It'll tell us what to do to keep our society healthy and functioning.
And who to let into it. That's the real reason for this thing, isn't it? It's to help you decide who's good enough for you to let live in your new world.
Ren, there are sacrifices that must be made everywhere.
Was my father unfit to live in your society, Julian? How about Max? Is that why you had him killed? Or how about the thousands or millions of people who starved or froze or were murdered or died alone in a hospital because their goddamn life support didn't turn on?
You're right. You're right about all of it. Mistakes were made, and I can't take them back.
Yes, you can. If you just turn the power back on. What? What is it?
I thought you told them already.
Told us what?
We can't turn the power back on.
What did you say?
Someone made a mistake.
How do you make a mistake like that?
Part of the plan for the reboot was hacking into Blackstart.
It's basically the blueprints for how to restart the power grid when it goes down.
And what did you do with it?
We, took it.
Excuse me?
After some coordinated analog attacks on the power grid in the real world, the plan was to withhold access to Blackstart until we were ready to re-engage the grid.
2 weeks. It was only supposed to be for 2 weeks. Enough time to wash away the structures and systems that were failing us while allowing us to rebuild quickly.
But all the files and coding for Blackstart got erased.
By who?
We don't know.
So get them back.
We don't know how.
That's impossible. Somebody knows what to do. Talk to your other people, your pawns or rooks or whatever.
When it was clear that the reboot had suffered a catastrophic failure, the group fractured. They broke into factions. Rooks took control of their pawns, and pawns held territories like their own personal fiefdoms. The last several months were unfortunate.
Unfortunate? You broke the world, and that's all you have to say. Do you have any idea the hell you put me through? Put us through?
I'm truly sorry about what you went through. I wanted to intervene to tell you the truth. But the same way everyone on the team had to show their dedication and value, I had to show the others what we could do. I had to prove to them that you deserve to be here.
Deserve to be here for what? I mean, what the hell do you think we're gonna do for you?
I want you to join the team. Each of your expertise will be invaluable to the program.
You sure you don't just need bodies to replace all the other rooks and pawns that abandoned you?
They're all replaceable. You're not. We need people with vision and intellect like you, not cowards who run at the first sign of hardship. Help us build this Ark and we can put the world back together again, better and safer. This is all for the greater good. Please, you must believe me. It will all be worth it in the end. Your father wanted you to rebuild, didn't he? Ren? This is your chance.
And what happens to our families?
We can provide for all of you. Go on, Ren. Ask your families if they were ever mistreated, malnourished, or otherwise deprived. Lana may have to face some kind of punishment for the messiness with her rifle and that officer, but we can put it all behind us. I need you, Ren. I need you, Carla. Tell me what I have to do to make this happen.
What if we refuse?
You'll still be able to make use of our facilities, but the sensitivity and discretion around the Ark must be maintained.
So we can be your collaborators or we can be your prisoners?
How you choose to describe it is your prerogative. I say both options are better than subsisting in some freezing fishing shack with no access to what you need. Calvin, take Ren and Carla back to their families. They have some thinking to do.
Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon and Asia Naomi King as Rin, with Christopher Backus as Danny, Andre Royo as Julian, Chloe Brooks as Carla, T.C. Carter as Hunter, Seychelle Gabrielle as Izzy, Caroline Newton as Kira, Ben Begley as Calvin, Ray Stoney as Lance, Will Britton as Officer Roger, Denny McAuliffe as Tyler, Samantha Rose Cardenas as Lana, Spence Moore II as Carter. Created by Scott Conroy. Written by Jeremy Novick. Directed by Stephanie Abel Horowitz and Jeremy Novick. Executive produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Rob Herding, David Henning, and Fred Berger. Co-executive producers Tara Roy and Fiona Smith. Produced by Tess Ryan, Alexa Gabrielle Ramirez, and Jack Friedman. Co-producer Michelle Zarati. Original music and score by Jasper Van Dyke for SALT. Q-Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Neely Oftering. Edited by Lauren Cabanas. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Ryan Sullivan. Sound design consulting by Matt Yoakum. Additional sound effects editing by Matt Sobel and Brett Francois. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner and Bree Doring. Post coordinator, Rachel Ganover. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Production assistants, Nathan Yan and Jerry Hu. Stock media provided by Pond5. Blackout is a Q-Code and Endeavor content production.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience powerful sound made easy at Sonos.com before the power goes out.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy Lavallee.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.